Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Damon Mayshore. Batting second. The left fielder, Pat Lennon. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The DH, Geronimo Barroa. Batting sixth. The catcher, George Williams. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Brosius. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Scott Sheldon. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rafael Bornegal. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Moeller. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Colbron. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Denny Hocking. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Rich Robertson. And now, play ball. Damon Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Mayshore reaches second base with a double. Pat Lennon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lennon hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mayshore moves to third. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hocking. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Mayshore scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McGuire hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Canseco scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Barroa hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Williams is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Knobloch takes first base on ball four. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Williams and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knobloch tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bornegal fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brosius hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rafael Bornegal is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bornegal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Coomer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Colbrun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bornegal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to third. Coomer moves to second. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kelly tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, Twins, 2. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brocious fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Damon Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mayshore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mayshore strikes out. One out. Pat Lennon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lennon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lennon hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Knobloch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brocious fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2. Athletics. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baroa is 0-for-1 in the game. Baroa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Williams is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Scott Brocious is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brocious is 0-for-1 in the game. Brocious hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Sheldon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sheldon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheldon hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lennon. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Steinbach moves to third. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Coomer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Mayshore. Coomer reaches second base with a double. Steinbach scores. Kelly scores. It's 4-3, Twins. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Coomer moves to third. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Colbrun is 0-for-1 in the game. Colbrun strikes out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mears is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mears is hit by the pitch. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Moeller fires to first and has Mears trapped. There's the throw to Bornegal, who tags Mears for the out. Two outs. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hocking is 0-for-1 in the game. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bornegal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rafael Bornegal is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bornegal is 0-for-1 in the game. Bornegal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Damon Mayshore is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mayshore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mayshore hits a line drive into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Lennon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lennon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lennon takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There's a wild pitch. Lennon moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McGuire is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch strikes out. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brocious fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Steinbach moves to third. It's 5-3, Twins. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Coomer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Coomer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. Kelly moves to second. It's 6-3, Twins. Don Vangert now pitching. Greg Kahlbrunn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kahlbrunn is 0 for 2 in the game. Kahlbrunn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barroa is 0 for 2 in the game. Barroa hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brosius is 0 for 2 in the game. Brosius hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Mears hits a fly ball into left field. Lennon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking is 0 for 2 in the game. Hocking hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sheldon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rafael Bornegal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bornegal is 0 for 2 in the game. Bornegal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Damon Mayshore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mayshore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mayshore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Darren Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Mayshore. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Molitor goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Twins. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Steinbach moves to third. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Coomer is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pat Lennon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lennon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lennon takes first base on ball 4. Dan Nalty now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lennon moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGuire is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Steinbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Geronimo Berroa batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Berroa is 0-for-3 in the game. Berroa takes first base on ball 4. Lennon moves to third. Canseco moves to second. George Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lennon scores. Canseco moves to third. Berroa moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-4, Twins. Dave Magadan pinch hits for Scott Brosius. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Scott Spezio pinch hits for Dave Magadan. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spezio hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Spezio now playing second base. Scott Sheldon now playing third base. Greg Kahlbrunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kahlbrunn is 0-for-3 in the game. Kahlbrunn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vangard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hocking is 0-for-3 in the game. Hocking hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Knobloch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Mears moves to third. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Jason Giambi pinch hits for Scott Sheldon. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Giambi hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Rafael Bornegal is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bornegal is 0-3 in the game. Bornegal hits a line drive into left field. Hawking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Damon Mayshore is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mayshore is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Mayshore strikes out. Two outs. Matt Stairs pinch hits for Pat Lennon. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stairs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kyle Brunn fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.